Do you want to touch me? I said, do you want to touch me? Is that a stupid question? It feels like a stupid question because I know you do. You really want to touch me. But do you think you deserve to touch me? Have you been good enough? Have you behaved? Do I want you to touch me? Also a stupid question because I always want you to touch me, but sometimes you just ruin it. You see, my darling, I was made to be touched. I was made to be enjoyed. This body is sinful, and oh, it wants to sin. But there's a little problem. As much as you want to touch me, as much as I want you to touch me, there is just this small, tiny little problem. It's called being at work. What? Oh, I didn't start this. I absolutely didn't start this. You did. You started flirting with a girl in your department. You started flirting with me, and then, well, we touched. No, it was so good. It's always, always so fucking good. The way you touch me, the way you just break me down bit by bit with your fingers and your tongue and your lips and your... And then we have to come back to work. And the problem is, I can't leave that at the door. I can't just turn it off. The want, the need, the being made for you to fuck. That is still happening right now. This is all for you, but not right now because we're on the clock and you started this. You started this because now I know. Now I know what you taste like. I know how you taste like on my tongue. I know how you feel. I know how you sound. And now I'm stuck here. Thinking. Just thinking. Undressing you in my mind. Stripping you slowly with my teeth. And oh, I could bite. I could bite. But I can't because I'm at work because you decided. I'm not being fair, am I? I'm not being fair because this isn't your fault. It's not your fault. I just want to fuck you so fucking badly, all the time, absolutely all the time. I mean, I think of you every second of every day. Lucky for me, I can multitask, but it's always there. It's always happening. It's happening right now. Oh, see, that's a problem. Because when I think of it, and I'm always, always thinking of it. It affects me, and... Oh, that's not good. That's really, really not good. And... So it turns out... There's a lot you can do while still appearing to be professional. Pulsing. And clenching. Tensing your thighs. It doesn't sound like much. But when you're thinking about it, when you're home, thinking, just oh so professionally, thinking, oh, you tense your thighs, you pulse, and then you crunch. If it just so happens that you were fucked hard this morning, you feel it even more. Oh. I am being so professional. Oh. So professional, so professional. Because I don't have a choice, because I'm gagging for it. I mean, I'm at work and I'm gagging for it. And I can feel the wetness. Ooh, that slick. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, so wet. So, nope. No. But actually, yes. Ooh, because I'm not. I'm not doing anything. I'm not touching you. I don't have my hands on you or over you. I'm not touching those secret places that make you just whimper, scream, everything in between. I'm not kissing my way down your body. I'm not stripping you out of that gorgeous outfit. It just highlights you're the fucking sexiest thing in this place. Do you do it to tease me? Do you wear that? Just. Oh, fuck. Oh, this is a bit dicey, isn't it? Because, I do try to be professional, I absolutely do, but it's just so tempting, but it would be unprofessional to touch you. It would be very unprofessional to not wear underwear. Maybe I'm not completely professional. And maybe if I spread my legs a little wider, you could, but you. Oh. I hate this place. I hate that I have to spend hours not touching you. I have to undergo hours of not being touched by you, not being kissed by you, not being fucked by you. I am so ready to be fucked. I am dripping. So wet. Toe and hot and tight. Pulse. Tense. My thighs. Wrap my legs around you. But you fuck me good and hard. And oh, I want you to. I need you to. I hate that we can't. Not for another 7 hours. And that is supposing that you want to do it outside. Would you? If I asked nicely, so nicely, if I pleaded, begged, just so nice because I want to be so nice. I want to be so nice because I want you so, so, so fucking bad. Clench. Pulse. Tense. Clench. But there lies another problem, because after 7 hours, I don't want to be nice. I just want to be fucked. Actually, I want to be fucked right now. I want you to just... Oh, please. Oh, you. Brought this on yourself. You brought this on yourself. Tense. Tense. Pulse. Oh, fuck. It would be so bad if I did it. If I just. No. Because I have a feeling that if I did. I might. I absolutely might. Because I am gagging for it. I'm desperate. And I am thinking of you fucking me right here. Now you see the tensing and the pulsing is just involuntary. It's just happening. Clench. Fuck. 7 hours, just 7 hours. And now, you're also fucked. Because you're thinking about it and you know what I'm doing. You know I'm not wearing any underwear and you know the moment. The moment we step outside, I want you to just fuck me. Welcome to my world. Wait, do you have a meeting right now? I think you're late. Pulse. Ooh. Tense. Clench. Have a nice meeting, darling, and I hope you suffer because I am suffering, but while you're busy, I think I'll just pop to the ladies and take the edge off. No, I don't want company. Darling, you need to fuck me. I mean, you need to be professional. Well, don't pout. It's only for tense. Oh, so clench. Joe. It's only for 7 hours. Just 7 hours.